Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? 'Cause we can't. We're in quarantine.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Well, as we shared with you last week, a spreadsheet obtained in an open records request details a pattern of arbitrary and questionable decision-making by a guy named Bill at the governor's office. Apparently, this guy named Bill is the one who's responsible for determining what businesses are essential. Joining us now is Trust Kansas Coalition legal counsel Ryan Kriegshauser. Ryan, thank you for joining us this evening, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm sorry we had to kind of cut you close last week, but this is something that I really wanted to talk to you about it and expose it because, you know, I've yet to see anything in the mainstream media on this. And since we ran out of time, I really wanted to explore this with you a little further. These essential business determinations are supposed to be made according to the Kansas Essential Functions Framework. It's linked to the governor's office. It's, you know, supposed to be something that's, you know, done through a formula. There's criteria involved. But apparently a guy named Bill is actually the guy making the decisions, right?
Right. The Essential Functions Framework is based on the federal government has the CISA office in Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security. And so it's all kind of modeled off of that. And so, yeah, essentially, they tried to pick critical infrastructure sectors that they'd focus on and keep businesses open in those sectors. But what we found was they provide these categories without respect to the things that the businesses themselves put into place to keep people safe. And so we were seeing things like online retailers that were said, you have to shut down, even though you had no contact with the public, because you sold games, or you sold acoustic cleaning fluid, or you sold some item that they didn't deem essential. Whereas, you know, a reasonable person would say, well, these are online companies. Yeah, they may sell clothing, but not everyone in Wichita can stay home, which is what we want to do, without people delivering things to them. I mean, commerce doesn't stop completely just because people are locked down.
Right.
In fact, people need things brought to their home. So they need things that might not be considered essential brought to them. But the KEF team and Bill were doing was shutting down some online retailers while leaving others open, like Amazon and big retailers. They were just going after these little guys that asked permission to stay open and said, no, we don't think your product is essential.
Oh,
and
trust me, I'm aware we own an online retail business, and I didn't bother to ask for permission. We just stayed open because I don't care what the governor had to say. I knew it was her authority didn't cover it. She was illegal anyway. But I knew full well what they'd say. And
right.
I think you're absolutely right. This is asinine. If we're an online business and you're selling crafts and you're shipping them to little Mary Beth, who's now shut out and she's home and she can't do anything, she wants to do needlepoint, what does it matter? That's why this was so asinine to me. But the craft aisle at Walmart can be open. But I can't ship needlepoint stuff from my little small retail store in Ames, Iowa, or whatever. You know, that's what's crazy about this stuff.
Well, and, you know, Bill, for whatever reason, thought that golfing online suppliers were okay. And so he'd shut down certain online retailers. But, of course, you know, if you're selling golfing supplies, that's okay. And so it just, what they should have done is apply a more like an operational risk management. I mean, this is not foreign to the military. This is used in pretty much any battle environment. Is you determine the level of risk, you try and mitigate it to the extent that you can still perform the mission effectively.
Right.
And that's what they should have done instead of just taking broad categories and say, well, you don't meet this definition, you can't operate, regardless of the safety guidelines that you put in place. And that's what's really the problem.
You had some great examples of businesses that then took the government's recommendations of ways to repurpose and, you know, reorganize themselves so that they could change their business profile in order to stay open. And Bill didn't like those ideas. Can you give us some examples of those?
Right. Well, and so just to be clear, we've submitted a whole bunch of different open records requests, and we're hot on Bill's trail. We think he's actually in the Kansas Intelligence Fusion Center. I think that's where Bill works. We haven't confirmed that, but we're still working to find out who he is. But yeah, to your point, there are businesses across Kansas. For instance, I represent one in Emporia. I think it's the only business that has actively been prosecuted under one of these shutdown orders, and it's actually a county-level shutdown order. But the Kansas governor's executive orders allowed businesses to repurpose to meet essential functions. And so, for instance, the business I represent in Emporia is a local watering hole. They had a food service license. They had a liquor license. And so they shifted their business to start focusing on food, because restaurants could be open, but bars could not. And so they focus, well, you know, if, you know, these big restaurants that are selling food can be open, let's focus on food, let's repurpose and start selling more food and qualify as a restaurant. But some local bureaucrat in, you know, the Flint Hills Community Health Center decided that she had a definition of restaurant, and her definition is the one that was applied. And this is what's so dangerous about giving unnamed bureaucrats that much power, is we have a system of laws where the laws are written down and we all know what the rules are, but you can't have that if some bureaucrat's just having a mental definition of what she believes a restaurant to be, and you go and do all these things, spend money to get your business in compliance, and then they say, oh yeah, well, you didn't know about my secret definition that I had in my mind of what a restaurant is. I mean, that's not how our system should work, and that's what the city of Emporia is doing. They're actually trying to prosecute this business that opened. They believed they were following the rules. They sold food. They had the appropriate licenses. They believed they were a restaurant, and the city is still pursuing them. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And it's like you mentioned earlier, it is arbitrary. I'm looking at Bill's spreadsheet. He claimed that vaping and tobacco stores were essential because essential personnel might need products. He's same with liquor stores, which leads me to believe that Bill's probably a bald-headed smoker, likes his booze. But while employees providing music that might help people, you know, while they're wasting away at home, are non-essential. I like the other example was big box stores such as Walmart were allowed to sell fabric. But stores like Joann's or Yarn Barn in Lawrence or something like that were restricted from selling anything except supplies to make masks. I mean, it just, this stuff, it's so arbitrary. Here's the question, and I know the answer. Can a business appeal?
No, I mean, like I think I went through last time, there was an appeal process, but it just went back to Bill under the governor's system. And so, but you did have businesses. And by the way, another thing that's really interesting about that spreadsheet, there are tabs at the bottom. There's a tab for special handling. And what does that mean? How do I get my business into special handling? Does that mean there's something special about these businesses from the governor's perspective that they need to be treated differently?
That's and probably abortion clinics system, is probably in there.
I mean, just going through, you shouldn't have a special handling category. Everyone should be treated equally, and a cold formula should be a if you're going to use this type of system. But having people make arbitrary decisions, you get into really weird places like you're talking about, like furniture is an example. Bill shut down a bunch of smaller furniture stores, but yet if you go to Walmart, you can buy furniture. And there's an argument that home office furniture was allowed. I mean, because it was supporting essential functions. People were supposed to work at home. They might need furniture or clothing and uniforms. Was another area that Bill was inconsistent. Some of those uniform shops were supporting essential service personnel, like police officers, and conceivably they could have been open, but he shut them down for whatever reason. And so when you have bureaucrats that just are operating in the dark, nameless, without accountability, you never know what they're going to do because they can do what they want.
Yeah, it really, that's the key here, is that you've got a nameless bureaucrat that has the authority to shut down a business, and there's no opportunity to appeal. There's no, where's the legislative oversight, if there is any? The voice of the people here is what's been left out here. We shared the recent Sentinel article about this story on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. I'm assuming that you guys, there's litigation coming. You mentioned the one case of the business that's actually been prosecuted under this asinine rule. Are you expecting to update this as it goes on? I mean, because I'm anticipating the governor's going to try at some point to shut down again. I think that's the trend that we're seeing. Certainly here in Wichita, the mayor's trying to increase fines and penalties for things. Are you going to try and update us as you find out where Bill is?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I'll tell you the biggest problem going forward with this type of structure is we have something in Kansas called the Rules and Reg Filing Act. So when laws are ambiguous and need interpretation, agencies are delegated the authority to provide definitions and detail and fill in the gaps where the legislature maybe didn't provide that detail. Under the Kansas governor's executive order system, it's the same problem. There's not enough detail. Like, what's a restaurant? What's a bar? You know, what are all these different categories? Mass. What's a mental condition? What's a physical condition? What are these things? And so local units of government and bureaucrats at the local level are providing those definitions and interpretations, and that's not how our system works. Rules and regs that are promulgated by agencies have to have notice. They have to have comment. There's usually a hearing. They have to be in writing so everyone knows what the rules are. But these systems that the governor is creating leaves a situation where bureaucrats are just basically shooting from the hip, speaking words and saying, well, this is the rule and reg, and interpreting the governor's order. And that's not the way the system should work. And it's a big problem. And I think as we go on and we see more of that, I think that's where you're really going to run into issues.
Well, like I said, Ryan, we shared that recent Sentinel article about this story on the Facebook page. Ryan, thank you again for bringing the story to our attention. Carry on the fight, brother. Keep us updated, will you, please?
Yeah, I sure will.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks again for joining us. Folks, we have a few more special guests who are going to be joining us in the coming weeks. Make sure you keep an eye on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, or make sure you follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the updates. Also want to let you know that the Sedgwick County Republican Party has opened their campaign offices. They're located at 650 North Carriage Parkway, Suite 145. If you're looking to volunteer, you're looking to help out, spend some time, make phone calls, the Sedgwick County Republican Party and the Estes campaign have opened up the offices. That's the place to go. You can always reach out to them, reach out to the Sedgwick County Republican Party. They're always looking for help, for volunteers. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!